views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Oh my gosh, so the intro of Dr. Pat, but Dr. Pat's not here. It's very strange being in the studio without her.
What are we going to do?
No, the training wheels have come off. So this is Philip Zarza.
And this is David Zarza.
And we're officially home alone.
The sophisticated guy is here with you today on this lovely Wednesday.
I know. So we had dinner last night. We're actually, Benny, you'll appreciate this. So we had dinner and I was telling David, it sort of feels like when I was 12 years old and I was out for summer break and my parents were still trying to convince me I need to go stay with my grandmother during the summer.
Oh, I love those times.
And I was like, no, but I'm almost a teenager. I'm old enough. I can stay home alone.
Right.
And then they finally caved in. They're like, okay, fine. You can stay at home alone this summer. And then
yes.
It was like all these concerns. Like,
right.
What if someone breaks in or
the
house catches on fire? So it's a little bit like that today because we're doing the show solo. So
you're in good hands. I guess imagine me as grandpa. I mean, I don't know, right? I just don't have as much doily action and candy that's been sitting out for 20 years straight. It's like one big chunk, I guess. I don't know.
You won't let us burn the station down.
No, not on my watch.
So feel free to throw things at us or wave your arms frantically over
it's quite
there.
Quite possible.
We need to do something.
I know.
But grandparents never do that anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, honey. That's usually what they do.
Exactly.
No. So today, I think this topic is really interesting, and it's something that we've sort of joked about for years together. It's that, I'm sitting here looking at my iPhone and, surrounded by all these electronics and technology, and, technology and our devices and our gadgets, they've really become sort of a part of us, so much so that we're obsessed. You know, it's like if I can't find my phone, it's like this frantic search and panic, like something's going to go wrong, right?
Yeah. Like my phone has become an extension of me. Like it's everywhere I go.
Yeah, but I think what most people don't realize is that we actually have the same sort of, like, we call it the human operating system that operates inside us daily.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that most people know more about their phone or their laptop than they know about their own mind,
mm-hmm.
and sort of how to control that, how to run updates on it, how to get the best system operating. So I'm excited about the topic today.
Me too. Because the way I see it, like us as people and creative beings, we want to recreate ourselves, out in the world through the people that we meet. That's why we meet the people that we do, the ones that remind us of us, or the ones who trigger us and say, and make us think, oh, that can't possibly be me, but it is. So I'm excited about today's topic. The human operating system, or upgrading your human operating system.
Yeah. So we're going to be using a lot of sort of tech analogies today. So if you're not tech friendly, then I apologize in advance. But
we can just bring them up to speed.
Yeah. So, but the way that we sort of look at it is, you have this operating system, and then you basically have access to lots of apps. You can think about your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have your relationship app. You might have your financial app.
Your fitness app.
Yeah.
Yeah, your health and wellness app, your spirituality, or your God app.
Yeah, and a lot of those apps are out of date. You're still running version 1.0, and, it's been updated to version 8.2. And so what happens is, if you think about when you're actually, like, on your phone and you have an app that's out of date, you start to get these crashes and glitches, and it doesn't work right. And so that's, in terms of people who are listening, in terms of people we might want to have call in today, it's if you're having those experiences where, something in your life is glitchy, something is not working, something's going wrong, it's not working the way it should be, then it's highly likely that you need to run an update on your human operating system.
Absolutely. Like, I'm thinking about a story about when I was still, like, working for someone, You remember those days?
Yes.
When I was still and I couldn't, like, I hated it. I knew it wasn't for me. And I was like, I have this app that I called Purpose and Passion that I wanted to run, that every day I kept wanting to press it and launch it. And I did, I would feel like I would do one little thing that was along the lines of my true purpose or my true calling. But then tomorrow I was back to the same old work. You know, I was back in the same place. My yesterdays look very similar. I'm sorry, my tomorrows look very similar to my yesterdays. And it was just really annoying. And then that's when I noticed that I had to upgrade my operating system. You know, the thing that was trying to launch my Purpose and Passion app, because it was out to date. It had that belief that someone was going to take care of me and that someone was that company that I worked with. And I had to, you know, upgrade it to believe that, no, I could take care of me. The universe will take care of me. And then finally, that Purpose and Passion app totally worked.
Right.
It's working.
Yeah, it's still working.
Yeah.
You're here.
I'm here.
In the radio show.
In the radio show.
I think you have a good point, though. You got to take care of yourself first. That's priority.
Yes.
I mean, really. Yeah. A lot of people always skip over it, and they're always busy about giving, 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 and not much taking for themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Just a thought.
Yeah. No, an important thought. It's the one that we have to remind everybody about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, a couple of things just sort of like how to get in touch with us today. So, I'm, of course, on the Facebook page looking at Twitter. So, you can find us. Twitter, it's Sophisticated, SOPHISTIGAYTED. And Facebook is Get Sophisticated. So I have a post on Facebook if you want to leave comments or questions there. I'm watching that. You can also call in. Call in number is 800-930-2819.
Yes.
And we'll be opening up the lines later to the callers. But you can go ahead and get in queue if you want.
Yeah, call in. See, you know, if we can help you figure out, you know, if it's your human operating system that needs an upgrade or if it's your apps that need an upgrade.
Yeah. So, you know, I have a story as well that I want to share. So for years, I'm going to call this my mommy app. So my mommy app was not doing at all what I wanted it to. I could not interact with the mommy app very well and finally became aware of the fact that I just needed to update my own operating system because I had this long list of beliefs in terms of what was possible in terms of relationship with my mom and how she might react to things. And I wasn't actually doing anything. It was just this old, outdated programming. I mean, it was seriously programming that was operating.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for me, what's interesting about sort of once you update the operating system, it's almost like on your phone where you get a new update and then suddenly everything is new. You know, just the other day, Snapchat, you know, for the people who know Snapchat, really obsessed with Snapchat when it first came out and slowly sort of like lost the love. It just became like this boring app. My phone updated the other day automatically, and I opened Snapchat because my nephew will still occasionally send me some. And Snapchat was suddenly new, and I was very excited about it. It had all these new things that were, you know, these new functions, and that's really what happens when you do an update to your human operating system. You just start to realize that all these other relationships and things and beliefs that were being impacted by this old one, you have access to all these new cool functions and these new things that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to talk about this today and to hopefully help some people get an update.
Yeah. And so let's give people a little bit more of a background. Like, where would you say our OS gets first formed?
I would say that it starts to form just from messaging when we're little. You know, what I love about kids and what scares me about kids mm-hmm. is that kids really, they just have faith and they just believe and they don't question a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's that what's great about that with kids is that, you know, they're really vivid imaginations, mm-hmm. but a lot of messaging that comes in, even, you know, not deliberate attempts to sort of harm the kid, they just take it as being fact. And that those facts that they start to formulate really start to be the underpinning of this programming that they run mm-hmm. sometimes well into adulthood.
No, that's exactly
is that the right answer?
that is the right answer.
Get the gold star. Good.
Yeah, no. The way I say it is yes, it gets formed in childhood. It's because our parents, you know, download the OS that they were born with, mm-hmm. or they grew up with, or they were operating on into us. And it's the lucky of us who have an OS that matches all the apps we want to you know use on a daily basis. But here's how you know you should call us today is if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling like you're waiting for your life to start, if you're not feeling like you're on purpose on a daily basis, you know, give us a call. Let us help you shift. Let us sophisticate your OS a little more. Yeah. So let me give you the phone number to give us a call again. It's 800-930-2819. So What would you like to share about the OS?
I think for people listening, it's really about taking a look at your life and being really honest. I think a lot of times we learn to accept it the way it is. It's almost like if you think about when you've had a laptop for a really long time and you know that it's maybe old, but you aren't really sure. And
what are you
saying? Then a friend comes over.
What are you saying?
No, but then I'm not looking at your laptop.
You can feel the energy from him.
No.
He's hurting over here. You know this.
No, but it's like.
Is that grinding sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hamsters.
But you end up like at a friend's house and you say, oh, you know, can I do something on your laptop? And they have a new laptop. And suddenly it's like the pages are loading super fast and the videos aren't taking forever to buffer. And then you just become really aware. Oh, my laptop's old and out of date. So it's sort of being able to take that same look at your life and sort of. Even though things have, you know, a lot of times when we're working with people in coaching and they say, well, that's just how it is. That's just how life is. That's just how it's always been. That's not necessarily true. It's just, it's become habit and you're just sort of accepting it. So I think that's the thing, is to be able to take a look and an objective look at your life and be honest about it. Mm-hmm. That's sort of the first step.
Yeah. And I'm just really curious to hear what you think, because I think I know the answer, but I want to know. Why even bother upgrading the OS? What would you say?
Well, I mean, it's sort of like people aren't still walking around with their old flip phones. I mean, some people are, but you're missing out. You're really missing out on the new technology. You know, it's sort of like, again, we're techie. Both of us are sort of techie. So
yeah,
this topic, you know, is very tech heavy. But for me, I love the fact that I have this phone that I can video chat with my nephews on, that I can surf the web, that I can get news updates, that I can be connected to my friends. Mm. And I didn't have this, you know, even 10 years ago. And so if I was still stuck with the same technology of 10 years ago, when the rest of the world has access to this great thing, I mean, I would really be missing out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's continue the conversation when we come back from this break. So this is David Zarza with Philip Bryant on The Sophisticated Guys on Get Sophisticated.
First things first, I'm the realest, realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in
physics. Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts, coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Pick it up just like this, yeah. Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist,
on my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that,
never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that.
Oh my God, I didn't want the song to end. But luckily you had the clean version, right? So Philip Zarza here with David Zarza. We are taking over Dr. Pat's show today for Transformation Talk Radio. And, It actually feels strange. It's like being in someone's house when they're not there. It's odd not having her sitting here. I miss seeing her squirm in her seat. I love it. I know we're on a good topic when I look across at Dr. Pat and she's actually fidgeting in her seat and she looks nervous. It makes me very happy.
Makes me really happy too. But I miss Dr. Pat. I miss her energy. I miss her conversation.
I'm sure she's listening. So hi, Dr. Pat.
So hey, Dr. Pat.
So really quickly, one more time, we're Sophisticated Guys. I'm Philip Zarza, and I realized we didn't really give people a formal introduction to who we are at the BM Show. We're so excited to talk about the topic.
Yeah, we just jumped in.
So for those of you who have not listened to us before, I feel like it's sort of like we just invite family over and so they know who we are. But for those who are new, so we are the Sophisticated Guys, and it usually works best if David does his half of the bio, because then I get to come in with mine, which is tied to his. So I'll kick it back over to David for him to introduce himself.
Yeah. So welcome again, everyone. This is David Zarza. And if you'd like more information about me, just go ahead and go to www.davidzarza.com. And my name has two Z's in it. So it's Zarza.com. And I'm the sort of the psychic medium half of the Sophisticated Guys. So I take a peek at, you know, your life, the lives of the people around you, to help you make better decisions every single day and to bring you peace of mind. Because isn't it awesome if you could dial up the universe and say, hey, what's going to happen if I do this? Or, hey, what's going on here? I don't understand it and I really sort of don't like it. I give you those answers. Like, why is it happening? You know, what's going to happen? And yeah, you get to shortcut the trial and error feeling of life.
So I'm the other half of the Sophisticated Guys, and I say that I am the translator of all things woo-woo. And so I'm much more the pragmatic, logical half. I'm the Spock in the partnership. And so for me, what I love is once you get these answers, once you get this, you know, this download from the universe that David's able to tap into, I'm actually able to help you take that information and figure out how to implement it, how to develop a process or a system or set goals and actually start to achieve some of those things and get closer to that place that we call your perfect possible future. And so together, we're actually able to give you insight into things that are both known and unknown, and to be able to take you both from a spiritual place into actually having something that's rooted in this world and can help with your life. So again, really quickly, ways to contact us today for the show, because we would love to talk to you guys and to help you figure out your own human operating system and maybe some apps that you might have that are out of date. So I, Philip, will be on our social media sites. So Twitter is Sophisticated. That's Sophisticated. And Facebook is Get Sophisticated. So you can find us there. Definitely go ahead and follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. We do giveaways after the show. We'll have a giveaway later in the day.
We will.
We post. We're pretty active on our social media sites. So we'll post quotes, exercises, things that you can try We love to interact with people. Also, you can call in. Call in number is 800-930-2819.
Absolutely. And just so you guys know, we will announce the winner of the giveaway from last time. And the giveaway was another spot on the Purposeful Living coaching pod, which if you guys are interested, and by the way, speaking of technology, it can sometimes feel like it gets out of hand, right? Because I feel like we have 20 websites right. and we have 50 social media profiles that we have to keep updated. So there's this other site that I'm really active on. It's meetup.com. So if you go to meetup.com/David Zarza, you're going to see like all the events, all the upcoming events, you know, that are going to happen here in the Seattle area. But there are some that no matter where you're at, you can still attend because they're virtual. And one of those is that Purposeful Living Coaching Pod. And what that is just a group of people in a focused, I call it laser coaching or laser reading type experience, where they go through a journey to launch, to move forward, you know, and that's where we upgrade their OS. They get to upgrade their apps as well. And just really exciting. So we're going to announce the winner to that giveaway later on.
Yes, and we'll have a new giveaway as well that we'll announce after the next break. We'll make the big announcement about the big one. So
what that is.
So yeah. So again, the topic today is about your human operating system. For those of you who are just joining us, I'll give you a slight overview of that in case you missed the blurb earlier. But throughout the day, you are constantly your body. Obviously, if you think about the fact that you're not telling yourself to breathe, you're not telling your heart to beat. There's a process at work that's keeping you going. And beyond that physical, biological process, there's actually a mental and emotional process that's running as well. And that's what we're actually talking about today. So you have an operating system that tells you lots of things about yourself, about other people, about what your worth might be, what you can achieve, this idea of what's good and bad, right and wrong. And those things seem like facts to you, but they're also things that can be changed and can be updated and can be altered. And so that's what we are touching on today.
Yeah.
How about we take a call?
Let's do it.
Let's take a call.
Okay. And before we do that, it's the number if you want to reach David and Philip today on the Dr. Pat Show. They are filling in, your guest hosts of Sophisticated. 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. We'll travel over to Des Moines. We have Lily joining us. So, Lily, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lily. What would you like to upgrade
Hello.
Today?
Hello. Hi. I'm on kind of a crappy phone, so I may not hear you very well, but I'll go ahead.
That's fine.
We can hear you. So that's
okay.
So you can play it back if we're cutting out, but we'll try our best. So Lily, what can we help you with today?
I feel like I am children in the wilderness. You know, 40 years of going around and around and around in circles, and I'm back at not the same place, but I get to a certain point, and my dog's on the bark. Certain point, and then it goes down. Like my life gets to a point, and it goes back down. Mm-hmm. It's like it's just a circle, I guess. Do you understand?
Yeah. Like you keep reliving this pattern that leaves you regularly uncomfortable.
Yes.
And probably stressed and worried about the future.
Yes.
Right?
So just to clarify something, do you feel like you get to a good place and then you slide back to where you were? Or do you feel like you get to a good place and then you slide even deeper? Like things get worse than they've ever been?
It gets worse or it's the same pattern. It's repetitive. And it's like, I've been here before, deja vu, I've been here before. It's different people, you know, maybe different places, but it's the same circumstances almost.
Okay. And is that fairly consistent in all areas of your life, or is it in a specific part of your life? Is it work and relationships and family and finances? I mean, is it everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what I'm going to have you do, Lily, is I'm going to have you phrase a question. Like if you were to imagine that the universe was sitting right next to you and you were going to ask them something, what is it that you would like the answer to most right now?
Well, the question would be, what am I not understanding or getting, or what are you trying to tell me? Because I'm not getting it. I don't quite understand. I'm not clear about what's being said to me.
Lily, do you feel like you're clear about what you want your life to be like? I mean, if I let's talk about sort of what we call your perfect possible future. If you were going to describe your perfect life, if everything was going well, what would it feel like? What would it look like? What would you be doing?
Well, the word that comes to me is that I would be happy. And happiness, you know, the finances would be, I'd be very comfortable. I live in a home that I'm comfortable. I travel. I'd be able to have options of doing what I want to do when I want to do it. And I'd have very supportive friends and people around me.
Yeah. So can I tell you what I'm sensing, Lily?
What?
Like to me, hold on a moment. Could you tell me just the month that you were born?
March.
Okay.
Yeah, I think as Dave is sort of tuning in here, I think the more that you can start to focus on that life that you were describing, Lily, which is much more forward. Sometimes what happens to us is we get our show last week. We actually talked about this, which was sort of this fantasy life of the ego.
Yeah.
And so we might be clear about the thing that we want. You know, like I want to have success. I want to have a home. I want to have friends that care about me. I want to have a successful life. I want to have money. But sometimes our ego can get in the way and we start to create this obstacle course that we need to run through in order to get to those things.
Yeah.
A lot of times if we're stuck on that, if we're saying, well, I can have a good relationship when, or I can move once I, and we're putting these other things in front of it, what can happen then is that when we don't get the thing that we really want, then we just fall into old habits. And so when people are talking about a pattern and a cycle, it's usually some sort of habit or some sort of thinking, which we're talking about today, that's preventing you from having that breakthrough. It's preventing you from moving closer to that life that you have. And so that's sort of what we're wanting to uncover.
Okay.
And Lily, so let me tell you what I'm sensing, okay? What I'm picking up. The archetype that keeps coming to me for you is orphan, is wounded child. And whenever I see that, it makes me ask whether you feel like you didn't get a chance to enjoy your childhood because you had to be like a parent to a parent.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, and that it's so interesting. It's kind of deep because so that's where I see the root causes. Right, is feeling like I can't really trust those around me, but it got translated into I can't really trust the universe to take care of me. So I have to put it all on me. And so I have to be the one who, you know, does find a job instead of waiting for the right opportunity to show up for you. That I am the one who, you know, is in charge of like all the heavy lifting instead of trusting that the universe will be there to support you at every step of the way. And you actually even have evidence to this, you know, that, you know what, I keep getting set back and it feels like it's the universe doing that. But it actually isn't. It's you. It's your wounded ego, the part of you that got hurt as a child that's trying to build a life the way you wish for it to look. But it's not big enough. You're not thinking big enough. Like you're thinking too small. And I'm also seeing something at 20 in your 23 when you were 23 around April. It was either late April or early May, like around this time when you were 23, and it was a serious loss, you know? To me, it looks like it was a serious loss. I can't tell if it was leaving a place that you were living or someone close to you passing away, but it looks like it's a period of serious loss that I don't feel you've fully healed from yet, you know? That's what it looks like right now.
Okay.
To recommend something for you, it's you're on the right track with the questions you're asking, but you're number one, you're not believing that you're going to get the answer you want. and you need to think bigger. You need to think bigger.
Okay.
So the
thing of being, this whole thing of my being responsible for, you know, I've got to be responsible and split for everything, responsible, that type of thing comes to mind.
Ultimately, for your happiness, yes. But for other people's well-being, no.
I think responsibility is interesting too, Lily. So sometimes we talk about trying to be the general manager of the universe. And a lot of us are guilty of that, where it's sort of like there's a place of being responsible for yourself and taking ownership. But at some point, you have to step back and say, okay, I'm going to trust that I've gotten clear about what I want and what I need, and that that's going to be provided. And when you try to force things, and when you try to be the one that's going in and sort of making things happen, then what usually happens is you end up falling short of where you want it to be, because you're actually putting limits on it.
So here's what I would recommend, Lily. If you can, or if you'd like to, go to meetup.com/David Zarza and take a look at the coaching pod that's coming up. It's going to be launching in about 2 weeks. I think you'd be really well served by it. And we're going to get like really specific into what it is you want and into creating and into having it. But yeah, I think you'd be well served by it.
It's meetup.com. And it's David Zarza, DavidZarza.
Yes.
So thanks for calling in, Lily, and check that out. And David also has a lot of resources on his website as well that you can poke around. We need to take a quick break really quick here at the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're the Sophisticated Guys filling in for Dr. Pat today, taking over a show. Phone lines are lit up, so we have some people when we come back from the break. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
So, Benny, I have to tell you, I'm just going to come in and let you just play music for me one day.
Well, no, we can't do that completely.
This. It's like spoiled by tunes.
I don't think Dr. Pat would approve.
Right. So we are the Sophisticated Guys, Philip and David Zarza, and we are in today taking over Dr. Pat's show here at Transformation Talk Radio. Training wheels come off. We are running her show. And the lines are actually lit up. So really That's quickly, better. Before we take a call, I'm just going to give the number one more time just in case we manage to get through more calls. So 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. If you want to call, we have a couple of people waiting. So let's just jump right into some callers.
Let's do it. Sandra is now calling in from Seattle. So Sandra, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sandra. What would you like to upgrade today?
Hi. Thank you. I feel like I need to upgrade my general life operating system.
Mm-hmm. Why is it happening? What's the problem?
Well, earlier this year, I just felt a big shift in my life focus. And the things I'm struggling with is like my old life feels boring. And I feel like I'm supposed to move on. I feel like I'm supposed to move on alone. But I'm married and I'm confused if that feeling of having to move on alone is just a compromise, or if it's a marital compromise I need to do, or if it's selfishness I'm feeling, or this shift is just sort of holding me back from feeling like a real marital love. And if I need to just, I like the companionship, but I just feel a need to, just like your little voice is telling me, I need to just move on.
Yeah.
What I see in my life as happiness is alone and by myself.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, like, as you were talking, I kept hearing the song in the background in my mind. It was a song by Dido. It's called Hunter. You might want to look it up. It's kind of interesting. If you resonate with it, you'll totally get the message. But the other thing that I was hearing is you want to rule out whether this is just myself, whether this is just selfishness taking over. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. If I were to say, you know what, Sandra, you're really selfish, how would you feel?
Well, I would probably accept that if that's what you felt.
Yeah.
And I'm willing. That's where I'm confused.
Yeah. Well, actually, I appreciate that you'd accept it, but I'm looking for the emotion that gets triggered, if any. When I say selfish, like, do your shoulders curl up a little more? Does your tummy tighten a little more? Or do you say, oh, yeah, I'm selfish, I don't care?
Well, I think, Sandra, what's interesting sort of before you own that, what's interesting to me, so I really pay attention to people's words. So when you say, well, I guess I would accept that if that's what you think or that's what you say, do you feel like you do that a lot? Do you feel like you really almost default to other people for permission to do things or for permission to feel a certain way? Or like how rooted are you within yourself about knowing what it is that's best for you and what you truly want?
I think I do make compromises for the benefit of other people. And that's what's holding me back from a big life decision on my marriage is, do I make the compromise for the welfare of basically my family and my husband, or do I move on, which I feel a tug to do, which I consider to be selfish because by doing that, there would be a lot of hurt and pain within my family.
Yeah. And basically what I was trying to do with you in asking you how you react to being called selfish is to figure out if selfish is just a virus program running in the background of your operating system. You know, I wanted to make sure we can rule it out, because if it is like a virus, if it's in your shadow of your consciousness, then you can explore healthy selfishness within this relationship and notice how that will transform the marriage without you even having to focus on them. Because the way I see it, the universe is giving you a message very clearly in that, Sandra, we've got to do something different. We've got to operate differently.
I believe that.
Yeah, and for me, it sounds like you need to explore being more selfish. And right now, the safest and the easiest way would be within your marriage.
Yeah, and I think too, Sandra, if so, compromise is two people meeting in the middle. And so if what you've actually been doing throughout the course of this marriage is just giving in and sort of letting the other person make the decision and sacrificing what you want, then that really hasn't been compromising. And so what happens then is if you haven't been selfish throughout the duration of this relationship, then resentment starts to build up. And that's where you get to this place of, I just don't know how to fix it. And I feel like maybe I should leave. And so for us, what we always say when you're facing a big decision about something in your life, the first thing you have to do is get really clear about how you feel and what you want. And then the second thing is you have to decide whether you're making this decision based on a place of faith or fear. And any decision that you're making based on fear is probably not a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
So spend some time thinking about that and think about what it is that you truly want and make yourself be the priority. And try, even though it feels maybe potentially wrong, try to strip away the concern about your spouse or your children, because you're not responsible for their good ultimately. They'll be supported regardless. So you have to sort of take it in what you want.
Yeah. And so I would say follow it, Sandra. Follow the selfishness. And you might want to be part of that coaching pod, too, that's starting in 2 weeks with us.
Okay.
So thanks for calling in, Sandra. And definitely, you know, send us an email or let us connect with us on Facebook and let us know how things go. So we have another caller. The phone lines are blinking like crazy. So let's move on.
It's like a little Christmas tree over there, isn't
it? Let's take the next caller.
Real fast, 800-930-2819 is the number, 800-930-2819. We'll take Lee calling in from Renton.
Hello, Lee.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi. I have kind of a strange question to ask you.
We love strange questions.
We do.
We will give you a strange answer.
Good. I was in a professional type of work, and I happened to work with a man there that not on a one-on-one basis, but within a group, and I felt this overwhelming love for this man, and I didn't even know if I even liked him, you know, and it was like my heart was saying, you're in love with him, and my brain was saying, you know, I don't even know if I even like the guy.
Yeah, like how is that even possible?
And it was so confusing.
Yeah.
And our work lasted just for a short period of time and then broke up, and I haven't seen him for about 4 or 5 years. But for the first year, it was like the most devastating heartbreak that I have ever gone through. It was like just ripping my heart apart, and it was like I didn't know what was happening, because even now I look back and I think, okay, the guy was okay looking. I've seen better looking guys. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything special about him. And like I said, I don't even know if I got to know the guy, whether I'd even like him. But yet my heart was going bonkers. And I'm just wondering, I don't know why he was placed in my life at that time. And I don't know, wanted to know whether you think I'm going to see this person again as far as my lifetime and what that all meant.
So you have not seen him at all in about 5 years?
No, not. Well, actually, I passed him about 2 years ago, but didn't stop him. And I don't know whether he knew I was there.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it feels like he didn't even see you, you know? For me, I'm sensing that the purpose of the experience was met. I'm not sensing that you're going to have a run-in with them again. It's interesting because, let me see, I feel like there is you have a romantic partner currently, right?
Yes.
And you love them. Is that true?
Yes.
But not to the intensity that you felt so quickly with this person.
That's right.
And to me, it's just so curious, like how the universe works, how the world works, and how our systems work. Because for me, it feels like you're holding back with your current partner. You know,
holding back what, like love?
Not love, intensity, passion.
Okay,
you know, that's what I feel you're holding back on. And you know, ultimately, it's your choice whether you want to explore this. If you want the answer to the question, am I going to run into this person that I had this incredible emotional reaction to again, I'm sensing no. If you want to have that experience of that incredible emotional reaction, you can have that again.
Or you could always, you know, the approach that you're taking is sort of a passive one. I mean, if you really want to explore this, there are tons of ways that you could find this person. I mean, like, just go onto Facebook, look them up, make the connection, see what's there. I think the risk is that sort of what David's talking about. Sometimes the it's not necessarily about the person. It's about the experience that you had. So that was definitely something for you. And so it could even be like at that point in your time, you might have been feeling, you know, disinterested in things or bored with life. And it was just the universe putting someone in front of you to, you know, strike this chord within you to reawaken that part of you that felt the intensity and passion and excitement about something that was new. And so, you know, I think sometimes you can get bogged down in questioning the experience instead of rather just taking the experience for what it was.
Yeah. And just to finish up, Lee, yeah, what is it? Because to me, it does feel like you'd like that type of feeling awake again.
Yeah, it was surprising. I mean, I wasn't looking for it.
Uh-huh.
You know, definitely wasn't looking for it.
Yeah. So Lee, let me ask you then, what could you do so that every day of your life felt like that? Because that's really what you should be striving for, is to figure out how every day when you wake up, you feel that feeling.
Yeah.
Not only about what you're doing, but about yourself, but about your partner,
yeah,
your career, because that, I think that's probably what the true message to this was,
yeah,
is that that experience isn't something that's out of reach for you. It's not something mm-hmm. that just has to randomly happen. You can actually create that experience in every moment of your day.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that would be the place to start, is to try to figure out how to start adding that in yourself instead of looking out to other people to be able to provide that to you.
Yeah.
So Lee, thanks for calling in. We have lots of callers that are backed up, so we want to try to jump over to a few more of those before we have to wrap up today. So let's talk to Sharon.
Yeah, we'll take one more. It's actually Sharon calling in from Connecticut. And so welcome to the show with David and Philip.
Welcome,
hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Absolutely.
So what apps are glitchy for you? What's not working?
What would you like to upgrade?
Well, I just, I've had this ongoing problem my whole life with just getting things accomplished, focusing on one thing, staying in one room. And it feels like I get older, it's just getting worse. And it's just, I'm wondering what this is stemming from.
So rephrase what you just shared into a question for us, Sharon. Like if you could get the answer to one question right now, what would that question be around this issue?
I guess, what is blocking my focus?
Blocking of focus is a little bit strange to me, because do you feel like you have clarity about where you want to go and there's something that's blocking you from taking action to get closer to it? Or do you feel like everything's hazy, I don't know what I want, I don't know what I need? Like, which side of that is happening to you?
Probably the second.
So it's sort of like, I just sort of feel like I'm lost and don't know where I want to aim or what I need. That's sort of the lack of focus that you're talking about.
I'm sensing a lack of energy.
No.
I'm sensing a lack of vitality.
Yeah.
I'm sensing a lack of actual, like, physical energy. Like, it's easier to zone out or to find things that distract you than to actually
mm-hmm.
take steps forward. Is that right?
Yeah.
And for me, if I look into you, into your system, what it feels like is you've got some serious energetic leaks. You know, one is this that I can tell, that I can see, is this running, like, sort of like commentary criticism about you. You know, like you're not doing enough, you're not going fast enough, you know, why are you wasting time with this? Like, it's this constant criticism, and it doesn't sound mm-hmm. it doesn't sound like your voice. Like, to me, it actually makes me wonder if it's, is it mom's voice?
I don't know. I grew up with a father that said, don't think and out of quip for it.
so then it's dad's voice.
Mm.
Yeah. Dad's voice needs to get out of your head. He's been living there and not paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to stop. So let's start with two messages that you got from him that you repeat to yourself even now. What were they?
Messages that I got from, well, I guess that I'm not good enough.
Okay. That one needs to stop. And I'll tell you how to stop it. What's the next one?
I don't know. I guess with that comes along with not being loved.
Yeah. But there's something that you made it mean about you when you weren't getting the love you felt you wanted or needed. You made it mean something about you. Yes, he said you weren't good enough, but then you made like that experience mean something about you. What did you make it mean about you?
Okay. So I would say, Sharon, spend some time on thinking about this, because if you think about it, some people, if someone says, you know, you're not good enough, it actually drives them. It pushes them. And they sort of take an approach of, you know what, I'll show you what I can do. Mm-hmm. And another person gets the same message, you're not good enough. Yeah. And it causes them to get stuck and to feel like that's true and that they can't accomplish things. And so what David's talking about is that same message that's delivered by someone, it can push people in different ways. And so you likely internalized that message from your father and have been using that as your operating system. And so that lack of energy and that lack of enthusiasm probably stems from that.
Yeah. So even if you wanted to press the app for like career and purpose, or the app for fulfilling and loving relationship, they're not even pulling up, you know, because you, Sharon, the way you're built is very sensitive. You know, you're just a very sensitive person, a very sensitive being. And you're you know, and not good enough is like the number one issue with your current operating system that wipes you out at the beginning of the day, even before you get out of bed.
Yeah, and it stems into, you know, my whole insecurity with trusting my husband and just all of that stuff. Yep. Plus, exactly. I caught my father in bed when I was 10 with another woman. I'm sure that was part of it.
Yeah.
Also,
and so you know what? If you would like to, we would love to help you with this. If you're interested in, you know, shifting and moving forward, Sharon, check out the check out the coaching pod that's coming up in about 2 weeks. It's at meetup.com/David Zarza.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Sure. It's meetup.com/David Zarza. It's my name.
So check that out, Sharon, because that's really a great way to sort of work through an issue that might take a couple of
spots. And move forward with it, because it's time. It's your time.
So we are coming
meetup.com/David Zarza.
Meetup.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So we are wrapping up today. Really quickly, we want to announce the winner of our last week's prize, which was Edith Nance. And look for our Facebook for the new contest that we'll put up after the show. Yes. Thanks so much for tuning in to Dr. Pat Show. We're the Sophisticated Guys.
Thank you, everyone. This is David Zarza saying goodbye.
Philip Zarza, tune in soon.
Tune in again.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stieck Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity? Prolonged stress? Or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system? Go to this website, bellevue.wellnessone.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.